Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I've not seen it yet, and I've looked everywhere for it. But it is the thing that I do think sometimes matters. When teams make a trade, if a team's going to like a rebuild, and you make a trade for a veteran player to a winning situation, they're doing right by player X. Sometimes I buy into that theory. And I do buy into the theory that if you do that enough, that over time there's going to be some sort of residual benefits for your organization. I think timing matters, though, and I think doing this going into week six is part of why I don't like it. Whenever the Browns release the very PR-friendly thing of, hey, we just wanted to do right by Joe.
It's going to sound like when Bill Callahan went to the Titans.
Yes, yes. And by the way, has not worked out for the Browns. No offense to Blum Dittler.
Everyone across the league, though, was like, oh, they get a lot of credit for this one. Letting him go coach for his son. What a great team and organization they're being.
The thing that kills me about that is I've never heard a player come here and be like, I took a discount. I could have been paid more elsewhere because of the way they do things here in Cleveland.
No, I have not heard it. I have heard a lot of players say, I went to Cleveland because they gave me the most money.
Yes. Yeah,
heard that a lot.
Yeah, or they drafted me.
Yeah, that happens too.
They were the only team that traded for me. Sure. Like, I've heard all of those things, but the... We got to do it right by Joe Flacco.
I just like the cut of their jib.
Oh, my gosh. And there's you know what? Mac Jones is going to give you a $250,000 discount this offseason when he signs here with the new head coach. And he's going to be like, I'm doing it for Flacco.
You got Mac Jones already coming to the Browns?
No, I'm not going to do that.
What would you do? Would you call McCorkle the entire time?
I would, yes.
I know you would, yeah.
Now, here's
the thing. I'm surprised you didn't do it right now.
I wouldn't mock him like I mock Kenny Pickett, because I actually think there's something there to Mac Jones.
Okay.
And I know, and I was actually proud of Ken Carmen for bringing it to air today.
I heard him bring it to air,
because you can remember last football season, in the offseason, I was like, if we're going to do former washed-up first-round pick that hasn't worked out yet, why don't we go with a guy that, you know, was like rookie of the year caliber player once in Mac Jones.
Yeah.
I believe you mocked me. Mac mocked me, and he shares a name with McCorkle.
First off, I don't remember if I did or didn't mock you. It sounds very, very much like me to mock you in that setting.
It's like the thank you LeBron thing all over again.
If memory serves me right, was I pushing a campaign for a different guy with the last name Jones? A guy maybe named Daniel Jones that is off to a 4-1 start to the season.
No, we've got an I-was-right-off.
And was an unrestricted free agent was just sitting there as the Browns needed quarterbacks and only cost $13 million?
Somebody needs to talk us off the ledge.
Is that maybe what happened?
All right, let's simmer down. We were both right. That's all that matters. But no, we did right by Joe Flacco. Blow it out your so-and-so.
I mean, that's going to be it. That's going to be the message they're going to say. But I really do.
How do I reach these quarterbacks?
It's a very nice way, and I believe in the reporting that Mary Kay is putting out there, but I have a hard time thinking, and I think I told you this at one point throughout before the season even got underway, that if Flacco lost the job, I didn't expect him to just hang around. Again, I think in that conversation, I was hinting more at he would just take his ball and go home, not that he would broker a trade to a different team. But like, what does Joe Flacco benefit holding a clipboard? Like, if you look at it through Joe Flacco's lens, he's either playing football at this point or he's off on islands and hanging out with his kids and doing family time at 40. Like, he doesn't benefit anything teaching Shedeur Sanders on the sidelines.
But I do think this is where it goes back to the idea of timing matters. And I understand timing is why it happened, because Cincinnati is in panic mode because you just got waxed by Detroit. By the way, everybody gets waxed by Detroit this year. But I do understand timing became the part of this. But it's like, if this happens after the bye at the trade deadline, it might sound like silly, but those 4 weeks do matter. I think having a veteran in the room, and here, and I'll say one more reason. Kevin's not a good leader. All right. He's not a bad guy. All right. And I don't know he's a bad leader, but he's not a great leader. He might just be an average. What was the word for Dylan Gabriel's play yesterday?
Came up with adequate, but I liked
acceptable.
Acceptable is the one I liked. Yeah.
I think Kevin might be an acceptable leader, but when you are spinning your tires in what very quickly can turn into a very lost season, Kevin ain't going to save you. So what saves you is a locker room full of leaders. That is the one thing that I will point to with Joe. And again, like, it's not the end all be all. This isn't going to be the reason why they're fired.
It's really hard though to lead from the bench in many ways, and it's really hard just in general. Like, I look at it from Joe's perspective, less from like what Joe can do for us, more as like why. What does Joe get out of just hanging out on the bench?
Paycheck.
Yeah, great. He gets a paycheck, but like I he's made $200 million in his career.
And here's like, another million.
Like, he can go spend his time with his family. He can go hang out and do other things. Like,
and if
like,
he does that, he does that.
But in this instance, I feel like if I'm him, you're right. You don't have to. There's no part of you that has to. But if I'm Joe, I'm pushing. I'm making the broad claim. Like, yes, I want to be gone. I want to go. I want a chance to make sure that my career doesn't end being perceived as one of the worst 4 weeks in football history. Like it currently is.
I don't think anyone's going to talk about this 4 week stretch with the Browns when it's all said and done. They're going to talk about the four games that he played in Baltimore.
Not that they're going to talk about it, but it is how it ended. It did end this way.
Nobody talks about how MJ's career ended or
how
Kobe's.
We always talk about how the whole Wizards time we talk about all the time.
I never hear a damn word about it. When it comes to the legacy conversation with Michael.
Well, it's not a legacy conversation. This is about Flacco. This is about Flacco. This is not about how we talk about it. This is about Flacco and his perception.
So that's how he remembers.
Yes, how nobody wants to go out being as bad as he was over those 4 weeks. There's no way he goes to bed thinking that's a satisfying way to cap out an 18-year career.
I think if he's that troubled by four games, I would just say therapy is real and it is beautiful and it is helpful.
So you don't think he's happy that he gets another chance to rewrite
that? No, I think he's happy.
He's got to be thrilled.
But I think the idea that Joe maneuvered anything, it's like, who are you to maneuver? Like,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
You got signed off the street 2 years ago. The only reason you really started last year in Indy was Anthony Richardson. And the only reason you started this year is Kirk Cousins wouldn't take, like, Kirk Cousins and the Falcons couldn't find a way to make
clearly,
an amicable
clearly
divorce.
He does have value because the Bengals just decided they wanted him over whatever it was going to cost him to get Russell Wilson.
Because of a fifth rounder and a sixth rounder.
Well, that's expressed value. Like, the Bengals are going to have him be their starting quarterback.
That is the dingleberry of value. That is not.
It's still, that if it's a dingleberry
that is a
of value.
A Chad of value.
Then he still has that value attached
oof,
to him.
Oof. Man. I hope I have
you
that
brought
value
dingleberry
one day.
To the equation. Not
I
me.
Did. I tried to pivot very quickly to hanging Chad.
So, I shouldn't have gone for attached.
Do people remember what a hanging Chad is?
Yes, I think so. Hey, remember
it's 25 years ago
Ted Mosby dressing up as a hanging Chad and How
I
Met Your Mother for Halloween?
I sure do. Is that what...
It's a good costume.
What has kept the hanging Chad living for
it
a long
time? It has for me.
No, I look at this and I go, the only thing I like about this, and this is... The only thing I like about this is it is one more... Whereas I hate it because it is one more obstruction removed from Deshaun Watson playing this year. And I can tell you right now... If you are 1 in 10 and you put Deshaun Watson in, I will announce my displeasure with authority. That is all I'm going to say. Okay. I will make
what is it? What does you announcing your displeasure with authority sound like? I'm angry.
I will make a nuclear bomb look like a fart. Okay? I will just absolutely lose my ever-loving mind.
If that happens, I'm going to turn off the mic and I'll just let you go
just
for 15
minutes. Walk out,
I
get
might.
A cigarette. I don't know.
Long walk.
Just, hey, got to get those steps in. All right? But
I look like Volnik when I was gone for those 2 weeks, and every video that came out, it was him just sitting there.
Well, no, he's a good listener.
He's a very good listener. You want to get a talk at some point here?
In fairness, the one that everybody saw the most of was the Dolan video. And I think he just was a little afraid to step in there because the eyes were bulging.
Between you and Jake, it's Jake just sitting there.
Now, with that being said, I do think that this now clears the way for Shador to be the backup, and that is more interesting. That is substantially more interesting.
Right, now, even that becomes debatable for a lot of people for some reason, as if Shador shouldn't. If that rap sheet report, why are people taking that as if that is gospel in so many ways? Now, all of a sudden, because the rap sheet report came out over the last weekend that they wanted to have a clear runway for Shador when he does start, if he does start at all, and they didn't want to just throw him into a game. That's supposed to be gospel. So now that because of that report, Bailey Zappe has to be the backup quarterback. Like what?
Wait, is that being reported out there, or is that how people are?
That's
twisting?
How people are twisting it. They're twisting it with the idea that then Bailey Zappe has to be the backup quarterback based off of the rap sheet report. And it's like, how did we get here? Shador is the obvious backup now.
It's so funny because I am just Switzerland. You're part of the Shahive. I have no ties to Shador other than I was happy you got him with a fifth round pick because that felt like incredible value. And if given a choice between starting Shador Sanders and Dylan Gabriel, I would have already been starting Shador Sanders. But again, that's like you can choose between this legitimate NFL quarterback and a legitimate NFL backup, right? If they go anywhere at the backup spot other than Shador, what are we doing? Like you've already told the locker room. You've already told them, hey, guys, love ya, believe in ya, but we really got to figure out what we have in these kids. Like, you've already told them that. Bailey Zappe serves no purpose as a backup in the NFL other than he's alive and he's his name is Bailey Zappe and he's played before.
He is, in fact, a warm body.
Like, there is, I honestly, like, if you're going to put Bailey Zappe as the backup, we might as well dig up the actor that did the Weekend at Bernie's and we just do a Weekend at Bernie's, not that Bernie. Like the Weekend at Bernie's like from 1989.
I think everyone knew which one you were going for.
I realized I was saying Weekend at Bernie's, and I'm like, well, okay, this could go sideways very quickly.
Sunglasses and all. We've gotten very political this segment in ways that we don't ever really, while giving no political thoughts, by the way.
Yeah.
Zero political thoughts. You just wait. Now that we're on YouTube, everything goes.
It's 3:40. All right. I got a lot of thoughts I got to get off my chest. No, I'm not going to do that.
Shador should be the backup, though. The everyone trying to make this, not everyone, but the people that are trying to make this jump to because Rap Sheet had that report, that obviously means the Browns won't just throw him in. Guess what? If Dylan Gabriel gets injured in the middle of a game, they're going to throw Shador Sanders into the game. Like I know everyone wants this great soft landing for Shador. Guess what? He can handle it. Throw him in the middle of the game, watch him shine, and don't worry about it.
Yeah, I think where you are with mid-round quarterbacks, while yes, I do believe that teams more often than not ruin quarterbacks than quarterbacks ruin teams, all right? So I've espoused that theory. I stick to that theory. We're also talking about a third and fifth round pick. Like the idea, teams get so precious with these guys. It's like, we got to let him sit 4 years before we let him get in there. It's like, oh, then you just don't think he's any good.
Right, basically.
Like you just took him as a flyer and then
Dylan Gabriel said it best himself. He's like, if you're waiting for the perfect time, you're going to be waiting a really long time. That doesn't really happen.
That shot at Shador.
I know. People thought that was another shot at Shador. And maybe it was. You know, maybe it was.
Well, that might be another thing here. It looks like the alleged, the presumed beef between Shador and Dylan gets ratcheted up a few notches.
Well, I mean, if we just got one, there's not a quarterback in between the two of them anymore. Now they're in direct competition. Why not?
216-474-0092.
Deshaun peeks around the corner like, I'm here, guys.
Not going to do it.
Yeah, you want to do it, though.
No, it's a Tuesday.
I'm
a family man now, and I'm not going to do these things.
You've been a family man for like 15 years.
Yeah, but my kids are older now.
Okay.
And that should matter, maybe. Or not.
Daddy's back.
216-474.
Are you telling my 2 week old kid that she doesn't matter as much?
I'm saying she'll matter
is that
more
what that is?
In two more weeks.
My 2 week old kid. Yeah, it's like a fine wine, just with age.
You always tell me about compound interest.
That is true. I do always tell you about compound interest.
Nick never asked,
by the way. I'm always like, so can we have a convo about compound interest?
I'm like, I guess.
I'd like to tell you about the values and the benefits of compound interest if you have a couple minutes.
Are you okay? I don't know why I say. Are you happy that the Browns did right by Joe Flacco? single tear falling from my face. Quick hits in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.